President Clinton will offer a tax cut tonight as part of his acceptance speech at the Democratic convention. White House officials say the president will propose exempting most homeowners from the capital gains tax now paid when homes are sold at a profit. There has been considerable discussion in the Clinton campaign about tax cuts since Republican challenger Bob Dole made a generous tax cut the centerpiece of his campaign. We went to the Ohio delegation today to talk about taxes. Ohio is a swing state, a recovering Rust Belt state. It has a growing economy and low unemployment. Tom McDonald is a lawyer who lives on the west side of Cleveland.
On a personal level, obviously a 15% tax cut would be a nice thing for me, but it's, I think, kind of like children wanting to eat too much candy and then your teeth rots. They haven't told us how they're going to pay for them.
Do you really think your constituents care more about the deficit than they do about the prospect of a little more being able to spend their own money as they would wish to, as Senator Dole puts it?
The polls I've seen show that reducing the deficit is the number one priority, and I think while there's an initial appeal to that significant a tax cut, I think people will begin to realize that there's no free lunch. The other thing I would say is President Clinton has proposed targeted tax cuts directed toward the middle class, toward working families with children going to college. And I think that if we did that and we know how to pay for those, I think we then reach the right kind of balance.
Do you think the president ought to start emphasizing that, ought to really move on that one?
Yes, and I also expect to hear tonight some proposals relative to capital gains tax reduction. I mean, as a business lawyer, I have a number of entrepreneur clients, and I think that that would be helpful to the economy, those kinds of reductions to incentivize the private sector.
Tax cuts that would benefit young families are attractive to Mike Branham, who lives in Circleville and works for the mayor of Chillicothe. He would like to see a Democratic version of that kind of cut.
The tax breaks and tax incentives he's talking about with through education, which would encourage a family. I have three young children, and I have all this to look forward to. But I think those type tax cuts are very productive. It's a meaningful tax cut. It's not something that you say, gee, I got $200 extra, tomorrow it's gone, I've spent that. You've done something productive with it and made everything better. So I think that's very important.
We also found uneasiness among the Ohio delegates about tax cuts and concerns about the deficit, particularly among young people worried about financing their future. They are also concerned about where interest rates are headed and the fate of benefit programs. Josh Woolley is active in politics at Ohio University, where he's a student. He says he'd take a skeptical look at anyone's tax cut proposal.
We're going to already have to make payments on our future. We have a sense that that our Social Security and our Medicare and Medicaid may not be there in the same amount that it is for folks today. We know that we are going to have to be paying this back, and more importantly, our children are going to have to be paying that back. And I think that we're all very aware, if we're offering tax cuts, that we need to make sure that that's offset by specific spending cuts and outlines of how it's going to be paid for. And it's difficult to outline how you're going to pay for $548 billion in tax cuts.
So you'd be looking, would you cast the same kind of cold, hard eye on a tax cut proposed by your candidate?
I would look at it seriously, and I would want to make sure that we would have a way to pay for it.
Another student, Heather Kreider of Kent State University, is the youngest of the Ohio delegates. She, too, worries about deficits, but would welcome the kind of tax cuts that might help people like her pay for their education.
I heard President Clinton say he was going to give a $10,000 credit. Well, I know a lot of students don't make that much where they pay $10,000 in taxes, so it really wouldn't help the students who are trying to support themselves and, you know, working their ways through college.
We don't make enough money to have a tax credit.
Yes, exactly.
To be able to take a tax credit.
Right.
Politically, do you think it makes sense with your generation to offer tax cuts on education?
Yes, it does, because college has gotten so the prices are just staggering and overwhelming. So many people are turning to community colleges, which are so much more cheaper, yet have just the same level of education at any other four-year universities. I also heard President Clinton talking about giving people a two-year term. If they have a B average at school, that they could go to a community college after high school for 2 years. And I think that's also excellent, because most people, would get their start instead of wasting the $26,000 their first year of college and realizing, oh, this isn't for me, that they could actually see, if college is the right thing for them.
Tax credits for college would work very well for Adriana Sims of Cleveland. She works for the city council and goes to graduate school part-time, but she has bought into the Democratic critique of the Dole tax cuts. The tax cuts would push deficits up.
I'm in graduate school and I'm working 40 hours a week, so clearly it sounds good to me, but is it realistic? And no, it is not realistic.
But do you think people really think that way, or do people think tax cut good and deficit big abstract idea that doesn't really have anything to do with
people
me?
People think it's good. I mean, clearly people think it's good. That's less money that they'll have to spend, or that's being taken away from them. But the reality of it is, everything that glitters isn't gold.
Enid Gabot of Greenville is the chairman of her county's Democratic Party. She is not sure about the proposed tax cuts, and not at all sure that President Clinton should make a counteroffer.
There is a great deal of concern about deficits and a concern that we pay for the government programs that we engender.
So you think that in your part of Ohio, people would be skeptical about a presidential offer of a tax cut too?
Unless we knew where the money was coming from. We had our big county fair right before this convention, the week before, and it is the largest county fair in Ohio, and the Democrats have a tent. And during the course of the fair, Senator Dole came out with his economic plan, and there was a very negative, skeptical reaction to it. So I don't know how it will play during the course of the campaign, but initially I really think it laid an egg.
That was Enid Gabot of Greenville, Ohio. We also talked to Tom McDonald of Cleveland, Mike Branham of Circleville, Josh Woolley, who's at school in Athens, Heather Kreider, who's a student at Kent State, and Adriana Sims of Cleveland. They are all Ohio delegates to this convention.